State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Welcome to We Talk Back Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network.
Talk to them. We're just two unapologetically Black women with an opinion who talk back.
Thank you for tuning in for a new episode of We Talk Back, a show dedicated to you dreamers and chasers. What's up, y'all? This your girl, AJ Holiday, your grade A day. What's up, Tam?
Hey, girl. Hey, y'all. I love y'all. I love you, AJ. How you doing?
I'm well. Feeling good on this whatever day we recording, because y'all know this shit is pre-recorded. But yeah.
The beginning of the week.
Yes, I feel great today.
How was your weekend?
It was all right. I ain't do much of nothing, child. I'm just stilling. I did work out pretty hard this weekend. I do feel like a crackhead right now because the bitch took a pre-workout and ain't make it to the gym yet.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm a little jittery. But other than that, I'm good, man. The weekend was regular. It was raining a couple days.
I was supposed to go on a date, right? And he had some family issues. One of his family members was sick, so we didn't go on a date. But I said, you know what? I'm going to take myself on a date. So I put on this pretty dress that I was going to wear with him, and I took myself to Steak 48 for dinner. So I called before I came because just to see if they had, you know, if they could seat me by myself. And they said I could sit at the bar. It was fine. It was last minute. So I went. There was a seat at the bar. It was completely none but white folks. And then one Black girl in the empty seat by her. So, I tapped her ass with someone sitting there. No one was sitting there. I sat down. Y'all, I ordered me a dirty martini, put my AirPods in, and started listening to audiobook. That was my plan. I was going to listen to an audiobook, have a cocktail, and have my dinner. So she tapped me on my shoulder. She's like, you want to take a shot with me? I was like, yeah, sure. So we just started chopping it up. She's a mom of three. She was having a staycation, you know, in Charlotte. Went to the spa, went shopping, was taking herself to dinner, getting away from her man and her kids, right?
All necessary shit.
Yes. So I was here for it. So we were taking a shot. We both had ordered prior to our conversation, and we pretty much ordered the same meal, a steak, the mac and cheese, and a vegetable. She had Brussels sprouts. I had asparagus or something like that. So then we're sitting at the edge of the bar. Catty corner to us is this white couple, a woman, and then the man next to her. Do y'all know this man stuck his fork in her macaroni and cheese, took a bite, and said, thank you, that was delicious. So I turned to her, because I was so confused. I was like, did you offer him that? And she said, no, I did not. And they were laughing, the white woman and the man.
What?
Yes, they were laughing. So then he said, I'm Terry, or some name start with a T. And she said, Amanda, I'm Amanda. And I said, I'm disgusted. I was like, do y'all just go around sticking your forks in other people's strangers' food? Is that normal for y'all? Is that something y'all just do? And he was like, oh, my God, it was just a dare. It was a dare. I'll pay for it.
Dare him to beat your ass and clean his whole restaurant with it.
Yes. Like, are you insane? I was like, well, that's the least you can do since you put your fork in someone else's food. And she was like, oh, they don't think it's funny. They don't think. I said, not at all. Not in the slightest. Is that funny? It was like classless. Completely classless. So she was
white like, people do that, though. They put their hands in people's food. Like, you have a buffet and some shit set up at a restaurant or a work event, and they won't put their hands in things.
It's so weird. I was like just blown away. So she was like, well, you can just have that. I was like, you can share my, because they're shareable size. So I was like, you can have some of mine with me. And so they took the macaroni and cheese and they were just eating out of it and thinking shit was funny and sweet. Girl,
did he pay for the food?
So yeah, she called the bartender over and she's like, he said he's going to pay for that. So they put it on his tab, but they didn't know what happened. But when I went to the bathroom, I went to the service desk and told them what happened. And the manager happened to be there. And she was like, she's a black woman. And she was like, they did what? Who did it? So I was like, him. And I told him exactly who it was. And then they went to the bar and he was like raising his hands in the air. Like, gosh, relax. Like, it's just a mac and cheese. Like I was out of line.
Yo, like he was people love to violate you and tell you the severity of some shit.
Yes, like it's not that big of a deal. I just had a little taste and I paid for it.
You didn't offer to pay for it prior to sticking your used fork in someone's goddamn side item.
Yeah, like what's wrong with you? So we end up having dinner. I'm leaving out the bar now. There's another white lady stops me and she's like, oh my God, me and my mom were watching you from across the bar.
That's your white voice?
Yes. We were watching you from across the bar, and oh my God, you look fucking amazing. I was like, thank you so much. She was like, is it your birthday? I was like, no, it is not. She's like, oh my God, mom, it is not her fucking birthday. She just looks like this because it's Saturday. So you just look like this because it's Saturday. Oh my God, yes. I love it. I love it, girl. I was like, thank you so much. She's like, cheers to you. And then took her wine glass and bumped it into my breast. Like, cheers my titty. I was like, what the fuck is going on in this place?
Am I being pumped?
Is Ashton Kutcher going to jump his white ass out somewhere? Because what the fuck is happening? And if I would have slapped the shit out of her, then she would have been a victim. I was
turned into Karen.
I just was telling her she looked so good, and then she attacked me.
Bitch, you sexually harassed me.
Yeah, you literally took your cup and slapped my titty with it. I just like, let me get the fuck up out of here.
That's violate Tam Day. What? Why would that be happening on a random ass Saturday? And why I gotta be my birthday for me to look good? I hate when I go to eat at a really nice restaurant and the first thing to ask, and I feel like they don't ask at the tables this, are you guys celebrating anything?
No.
No, bitch, we just here eating.
I know they ask that. I think
you sure?
Yeah, I used to work at a restaurant. We're trained to ask that.
Oh.
I never. Yeah. I've never worked in food service.
They gotta be a special event for a bitch to eat good. Like what's happening?
No, this is just how we eat, boo-boo. Yeah, this is just how I dress. So yeah, that happened. But that was my weekend.
That was eventful.
Yeah, I was like, these white people are showing out bad today.
It's the beige rage for me. Like, what is happening?
Let's get into
relax.
Let's get into the scene.
Girl, so I saw this a couple minutes ago. Portia done ran up to Simon's house. They're calling it the marital house. I guess they probably still got their own separate shit. But whatever home that they were living in together, it says Simon Gabadia claims Portia Williams brought an armed gunman to their marital home, requests restraining order against reality TV star. So he's claiming that Portia brought an armed gunman, it's probably security, mm-hmm. okay, to their marital home amid her filing for divorce. The Nigerian businessman is alleging in court documents that his estranged wife, Portia Williams, abandoned their shared home and later returned with a man visibly bearing a gun for reasons unknown to Simon Gabadia. He claims his ex brought the man on two separate occasions. So she probably coming to get her shit.
And don't want no smoke and just trying to
exactly.
keep you. It's a peacekeeper.
Yeah, because breakups, I mean, I wish I had security and I have to pull a pistol on a nigga myself while I'm trying to leave because I've had to do that, okay? But I wish I had armed security, like somebody who's legally, they could kill you if they need to.
Let me tell you, when I was like 19 years old, we got our home, like my friend wanted to go get the shit she bought her nigga. They broke up and she's like, I'm taking all that shit back. And we got her, we got her coworker boyfriend who was a drug dealer's gun. And then I had the pistol, right? I knocked on the door. I swear to God, this happened, y'all. I don't know who I thought I was.
That gun give you a different level of,
I said, boop, boop, boop on the door with the butt of the gun. Open up this motherfucking door, nigga. Like, I don't know who I thought I was, y'all. Like, I ain't gonna kill nothing.
Obviously, Cleo, bitch.
Nothing die. But anyway, so we go up in there. I got the gun. She goes in there, grabs the trash. She's like, I came to get my shit. He just looking at us like, y'all cannot fucking be serious right now. I ought to beat both of y'all up. But he let us go. He let her get stuff. I'm just standing by the door with the gun waiting on her. Do you know this bitch went in there and grabbed a soap dish, a shower curtain, and a shower mat? And I'm talking about some Dollar General looking shit. I was like, I know we ain't come up here with no pistol for this cheap ass shit. I wanted to get my shit back. Never again.
Mind your goddamn business when it comes to people relationships.
Valuable lesson that day. He was like, man, y'all get y'all silly, stupid ass out of my house. You better put that gun up before you hurt somebody.
If you leaving a nigga, just try to do it when he ain't home. Don't even tell him you leaving. Like, just pack the shit. I always made a mistake of telling a nigga I'm leaving. Right? Like, I want you to know I'm about to leave your ass. No, bitch, do that shit real quietly and silently. Already have your shit packed and get the hell up out of there. Because you don't know what guys will do when their feelings are involved. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, more power to Portia, bitch. Whatever you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
Okay. Because you don't know this nigga. What is his real name? Okay? Because they tried to deport Simon or the name he used that he's been in the country with since the 80s.
Oh, wait. That ain't his name?
I don't know. That's what the whole thing is. I don't think people are following why she's even divorcing him. The nigga has been in America illegally since the 80s. He was committing fraud in the 80s and was deported in the 80s for committing fraud. Portia would have been 10 years old at the time or some shit. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But yeah. And now he's like, you know, challenging the U.S. government. Like, I came back into the country. He came back into the country using an alias and he acquired some type of agricultural visa and has been here under that name. Now, if Simon is his real name, he switched back to it. Or is he still using this alias? We don't fucking know.
Well, all of this is alleged, y'all. So we don't know.
That is not alleged. It's court documents out there.
Yeah, well, it's still allegedly.
It's not alleged. Because I'm telling it's alleged.
Yeah.
I read the court documents. Yes, this nigga has been in the country illegally since the 80s. And the U.S. government is like, boy, we've been sent you home. The fuck you still doing here on TV?
Listen, I just like to say alleged on everything, just so if anything come back wrong, I just said allegedly, goddamn.
Right. Allegedly, I'm lying. But yeah, that happened. So anyway, more power to Portia. I love Portia.
Me too. So, I'm a fan. All right,
look,
so
if she say fuck
this
Simon,
is why
fuck
you
Simon.
Go Zimpic faces. Listen,
Y'all bitches cheating. Y'all cheating. I swear I wanted to cheat a little bit a couple weeks ago, but I said, you know what? Fuck that. I'm stronger than this.
So Ozempic babies are surprisingly on the rise. Women are getting pregnant while using Ozempic, with doctors saying that there are two key reasons why the weight loss shots fuel fertility. TikTok user DKAS Lovey Love or something shared a video to the social media site last month saying she was stunned to learn she was expecting a baby shortly after she started on the medication. Her news prompted a wave of responses from other moms to be in the same situation. This is a quote. "I was told I was infertile after my second C-section, one wrote. I took Ozempic for 4 months and boom, pregnant. Yes, girl, same, a second one claimed. I have PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, and infertility issues for years. On Ozempic for 2 months and bam." So if you are having some trouble with fertility, it might be worth it to hop on some Ozempic and start busting it open, wide open.
I think that the weight loss is what's inducing the pregnancies for people who've been trying to conceive. Because even like people I know who have had like gastric, mm-hmm. they get pregnant immediately after losing that weight. Mm-hmm. So your weight does play a big role, you know, on fertility.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who are Ozempic, like getting skinny, been fat their whole life. I'm talking about like mm-hmm. never could get the weight off. Bro. Never could get the weight off, right? And now they're like size twos. But I don't, the only thing is that Ozempic face, though. That's the only thing I don't like. You got to get some collagen, take collagen while you're taking that stuff to keep promote collagen in your face.
So, you know, I think when you're doing any diet, anything, you got to beef up on vitamins because your body isn't getting the normal nourishment that mm-hmm. it should get. Did you see Scott Disick? He looks sick.
Well, he might be. So we're just gonna keep him in our prayers because he does look unhealthy. And maybe it's not Ozempic. Maybe it's something else.
They're calling it Ozempic. They say he has Ozempic face. And there's a couple other celebrities that have Ozempic face. And there's a lot that look good. Yeah. But I don't know. It looks kind of funny. It was somebody recently on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I forgot who it was. Which one of the characters said that they were addicted? Oh, that was what's the little crazy one who was Nene's homegirl?
Marlo.
Marlo said she was addicted to Ozempic. I don't know if she was just addicted to like the weight loss of it. But she was on it. I thought that there's like a time limit on how long you can be on that drug. It's not really for regular people who don't have diabetes.
Yeah, well,
they just approved it last year for weight loss.
Yeah, last year?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody offered me that shit a long time ago. I went in for a physical, and she was like, you want to lose some weight? And I was like, oh,
because
I'm not taking
that medication. Because the celebrities been on it. They've been on it before it was.
I'm talking about, when I was trying to be on Married at First Sight, she was like, I'll get you down about 20 pounds before they start shooting. You want to go? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not taking no diabetes drug without no diabetes. So, but I wish I had.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do it the natural way every time. Because I swear I done gained and lost 50 pounds at least 3 times in life.
But it's scary.
Between 30 and 50 pounds.
I'm scared like it fixed something and then messed something else up. That's how I just feel about drugs, you know?
A lot of people have stomach issues right now mm-hmm. with Ozempic. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. Kidney issues, like it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
You're going to be skinny, but you might not live.
Listen, it's not worth it. And then I don't want to get on it and it just suck my ass fat and I still have big arms, you know, like that's what matters.
Shame. So, okay, y'all, it's a great week for the Geminis. Okay, fuck y'all. Anybody else, whatever other month in horoscope you are, who cares? Kendrick Lamar just shit on your favorite rappers, and I love it.
Okay. Like, literally, my two favorite rappers. This is like my three favorite rappers going at it, and I'm very upset about it.
Kendrick Lamar said, fuck the big three, nigga. It's just big me, and I love it. Okay, all the Gemini energy. He had a lot of little Gemini punchlines in there. He said, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Prince was a motherfucking Gemini. We just Gemini for the rest of the goddamn year, okay? It's Gemini season.
So, y'all don't know what we're talking about, Kendrick Lamar made an uncredited, which I thought was weird that it wasn't in the credits. but he made an uncredited appearance on Future and Metro Boomin's new album, We Don't Trust You. And he was just, what's the song called? Like That was the song.
Like That.
I think it's like, you know, just going to be rap beef, which I can appreciate. I can't wait to hear how they, like, J. Cole is lyrically inclined now. Don't play with him. Like,
we ain't fucking with Kendrick Lamar.
That's very debatable because he really liked That. So we're going to see how they respond. I hope that they don't respond in a song together. I hope they do separate responses. Because I think J. Cole's will be more thoughtful and Drake will be more like something in the club, like hit him up. I can't wait.
Yeah, I guess Kendrick Lamar feel like they done clicked up on him. So he was like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and shoot up all y'all lyrically anyway.
He literally called him out. It wasn't no sneak distance. It was like, this one for you, bitch.
Basically. I'm here for it. Girl, when I lived in St. Louis, when I tell you I used to always go to rap battles, like that's one of my little things I like to do that I don't really tell people about.
Rap battles, I like them. I like to hear
A-Verb. A-Verb is from St. Louis.
They be musty in there. It always be musty in there, though. What? Why is it so stink in there?
Niggas who rap battle be musty
as fuck.
Now, they be broke, but not musty.
No, it be musty in there.
It do be like smelling like struggle in there a little bit.
Them clown crumping battles be musty as fuck. The crumping battles like in LA with the clown crumping,
I never been
musty. And then rap battles be musty.
So wait, it's actual clowns?
Yeah, it's like clown crumping. You don't remember that? Like it's not
like a clown suit.
Yeah, like they had the clown wig on and stuff like that.
Like the one who be looking like Ice Spice.
Yeah, like that kind of wig. Yeah.
Pennywise. Like that and dancing? I want to go to that. But them suits probably heavy as hell. That's why they musty.
Well, they wouldn't even really be suited. They'd be like having, remember, think about You Got Served, how they used to be dressing like that with their beaters on and shit like that. You know, crumping and all that. You don't remember that?
Yeah, but you said it's clown suits.
Clown crumping. I'm going to send you a video so you can know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's musty.
Y'all know, I'd be lost.
Just when you watch the video, just know it's musty in there.
It's zinging. My mama call it zinging. You've been zinging all day.
All right, we're going to zing to a commercial. We'll be right back. Y'all, we got some good shit for you.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses. helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Y'all know summertime is coming. Summertime is what? Wait, it's fucking March. Why is it so cold outside?
Right. Spring, fight back. God damn, stand what? Up.
I thought that the groundhog didn't see a shadow, so that meant that it would now be like an early summer.
That shit
or early
work.
Spring. But anyway, it's cold outside. But y'all, next couple months, it's summertime, okay? And we know y'all gonna be taking y'all girls' trips, doing all the things. Now, I have, fortunately, I have not been on like a super duper duper bad girls' trip because I really don't like girls' trips. I really like to come off the beach and suck dick, okay? I really don't want to like come off the beach and have to share a bedroom with vagina, okay? I haven't been on a whole bunch of girls trips, but do you have any horror stories, girl trips, horror stories, Tam?
So I love a girls trip, but it just gotta be with the right girls. It just gotta be with the girls that you vibe with. I do have a horror story. I went to Savannah, and this is like some of my closest bitches still, but we just did not have a good time. Some of the bitches there I did not know. Like one girl, one of my best friends got mad. We was all drunk, and we were standing at the food truck waiting. It's Savannah. We're in Savannah for St. Patty's Day. And She was waiting. She ordered all of our food, and I came up, and I was like, how long they say it's going to be? She's like, I don't fucking know. Why don't you ask them? Why you asking me? I was like, okay. Like, what is the problem? So my sister had already given me a pep talk because she know how I am. So she's like, if you get into it with somebody, just walk away and count. So that's what I did. I walked away and I started counting. And this bitch followed me talking shit. So it's only so much somebody barking behind you that you ain't going to turn around.
Yeah, you just tapped me in, actually.
Yeah, like that's how. So then I turned around after a while. I made it about 87. And then I turned and then we was just going at it. It was about to come to blows. Like it was really like that. But I turned around again, started counting. I called my sister. I'm like, girl, I'm going to jail in Savannah. But my friend ended up apologizing after, you know, she thought, I don't know, I guess she felt like maybe it was my tone, the way I asked, like, or I don't know what it was, but she apologized. But during that time, while we were talking in the car, it's a whole bunch of us, here come this random bitch talking about, yeah, and I heard you talking about me in the backseat, and I ain't appreciate it. Bitch, I don't even know you. So she
not they just randomly starting fights with you. Right. What is it about you? Right. What the hell?
She was like, I just felt like everybody was trying to gang up on me now. So then her cousin was like, who was my friend, she was like, please don't do that. Cause I feel like you feel like it's time to gang up on her, and that's not what we're gonna do. But like, mm-hmm. bitch, I don't even know you. What am I going to talk about you for? I didn't say nothing about this girl, but she thought I was talking about her the night before in the car. I wasn't talking about nobody. Me and Takiya was in the back laughing about, I encourage everybody, like, we should go to the grocery store tonight. And then once we Google how far the grocery store away, we was all in the cars, like 35 minutes away. And I was like, damn, I don't feel like going that far. So that's what we was laughing about. But she apparently thought I was laughing at her. She was the driver. Whatever.
That's some all internal shit. Like, bitch, I don't know you. So what is there to even talk about you, like, about?
But then that night we're trying to get in the club and I'm trying to finesse work my magic to get us all in the club, you know, and they didn't want to pay what they was trying to make us pay. Even though it was a discounted rate, they still didn't want to pay it. And somebody said to me, I just feel like you think you're Beyonce and we're the Destiny's Child.
That's an internal issue. I knew, I was waiting for you to say some shit like that.
And I'm like, what did I was like, no, bitch, you think I'm Beyonce and y'all period. Child. I never treated nobody like that. So that was the worst trip I ever been on. And I was like, I'll never go nowhere with this group again. And I did not. Shame. That was my horror story. I just felt like everywhere I looked, somebody was like coming for me.
Yeah, because you got to go places with people you know, love, and trust. Mm-hmm. Y'all, everybody knows how to put clothes on. You know, if I don't really have a bunch of friends who got to keep asking me, how this look? How this look? They so unsure about themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, people had a shit and we going out. Like, it's, everybody is kind of like a match.
Oh, no, I'm definitely going to ask you how this look. But I ain't going to go too crazy with it. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, but some people... Like, I'm trying to be nice, okay? Some people know damn well they don't got no clothes for real. You know what I'm saying? They're coming outside. Now you lending out shit on a trip. Now that has happened. I don't care. And sometimes I find myself packing shit for other people. Like, this might look good on so-and-so. I'll just throw it in the bag.
Yeah,
I'm just in case they need something extra. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I do that type of shit. But if you got to constantly, like, you not, I need confident women. That's all I'm saying. Confident. Mm-hmm. Confident women. That's who I want to go on a trip with. Charlamagne posted recently on Instagram. It said, sometimes people don't invite you to parties
because they coke. Sniff coke.
Yeah, because you don't sniff coke. Mm-hmm. And I was like, sometimes bitches may not, like, people be online complaining about how their friends didn't invite them on trips and shit like that. I'm like, you're probably not the hoe. Like, right. These bitches want to go on a trip and enjoy themselves. And if they happen to follow some dick, like, they don't want nobody judging them.
Right.
Yeah, so that's probably why they leaving your ass at the motherfucking house. Be likable, bitch, and do some... Now, I'm not telling you to do nothing, but be okay with people being doing anything. Like, yeah, I'm not fucking no random on a trip, but if one of my friends decides to do some shit like that, like, I'm not judging you, bitch. You need a condom?
Right.
I probably brought condoms for y'all bitches.
Right, that part.
Mm-hmm.
No horror story?
But, girl, so I went on a trip. When I moved to St. Louis, I went on a trip with... This is my very first friend that I met in St. Louis, who's also a Gemini. I met this bitch in the club. Like, I picked up a bitch in the club. So, like, maybe like a year and a half later or so, we go on a girls trip with her and two of her friends. I don't know these girls. I don't even meet them until we get to Puerto Rico. Now, you remember when, like, the Michael Kors Big Face watches came out?
Yeah.
I got my watch in 2007, okay? I had that watch at that point many years. The girls who I was on a trip with, nobody, like, if you were going to have this watch, you'd already have it. And if you out of town, you'd have it with you. Like, that was a Rolex back then. The fuck? Them Big Face Michael Kors.
For average financial business.
Yes, exactly. So where's your watch? Nobody had, like, the Michael Kors Big Face gold watch. Anyway.
Baby, I bought me and my nigga one of them watches back in the day.
Listen, when they started, like, mass producing them, like, when everybody started having them, the quality was different. My watch was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had my shit when they first came out. Yes.
Made by Diesel. Yeah.
Yes. So I had the watch. I don't lose nothing. I don't lose things. If I lose something, someone stole it from me. I, especially when traveling, I keep my things, like, together, packed. I get to the airport. The trip is over. Oh, let me back up. I won $1,000 in the casino. We stayed at I forgot what hotel. Yeah, but I can't remember, but it was, they had a casino downstairs. So I won $1,000. I'm like, shit, that covered most of my goddamn trip right quick. So just reimbursed. So I call upstairs like, y'all, I just won $1,000. And now they rushing downstairs to come play. That's that part. So I don't know if they felt, somebody felt like I could stand not to have my motherfucking watch. But I get to the airport and I'm like, I don't have my watch. I didn't pack it. I didn't put it on. It definitely wasn't in the hotel because we swept the hotel multiple times. I don't think my friend stole my watch. The girl who I knew, one of them other bitches stole my fucking watch. Because I know housekeeping didn't steal it. Like, I had it in my things. So that's the worst thing that's happened to me,
that
I feel like, on a girl's
trip.
Like, somebody's stealing.
Go through your shit and take something from you is crazy.
Like, and I'm always nice. Like, I get along with people. Random people, like, I'm the friend you can take me on trips with your other friends, and it's not gonna be nothing no stupid. I got friends I know I can't put in the same room with each other just because of their personalities, but I can adjust to whomever. So the first thing I said when I saw these bitches, I'm so glad y'all bitches is cute, because I did not want to be on a motherfucking trip with no challenged. Those be the ones that make your trip go bad, man. Somebody who's
not
fucking
nice,
confident.
DJ.
That is nice. Listen, it's all subjective. We know, I'm sick of this world. We feel like everybody gets an award. Everybody does not get a fucking award. I may not get an award every time. It's okay.
Okay.
Is that mean?
Yes. But go ahead.
Well, anyway, I want to go on trips with cute bitches. That's all I'm saying. Next. Y'all mad? And it's subjective. I think they're cute. They think they're cute. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Anyway. But yeah, that's the worst shit that's happened to me on a fucking girls trip.
Yeah, that sucks.
Somebody stole from me.
Getting robbed is always bad. Trust me, I know. But listen, so we put a post up and we wanted to hear your stories, your horror story girls trip. And we got a couple good ones we want to share with y'all, and we're going to talk about it.
All right. So here's my girls trip gone wrong. So me and three of my other girlfriends, we booked a trip to go to DC. We just was gonna hang out, you know, party. So these are all of my close friends. So we get there, everything is going good. So one of my friends, we're gonna call her Mustin. So Mustin asked if she could wear my Prada shades. I got these new Prada shades. Mustin was like, oh yeah, they fly. She wanted to wear them. So I was like, yeah, girl, you can wear them, but I have not wore them. I just brought them with me for the trip. I got them pretty much for the trip. So Mustin, I let her borrow the shades. So we went to the club. So, Mustin, got the shades on, she cute and everything. So when we leave out of the club, I see that Mustin don't have the shades on. So I'm like, Mustin, where the shades? So she was like, she started panicking, looking around like, I don't know where the shades are. So the biggest problem was, she lost the shade. But the biggest problem was that she gonna have the nerve to tell me, girl, you shouldn't have let me wear them. You know I don't keep up with stuff. Excuse me? You begged me to wear these shades. You are a grown woman that borrowed someone's stuff. And what you mean, you're gonna put it back on the person and say, you shouldn't have let me borrow them. So that pissed me off. So we literally get into it. Like, we have been friends forever. And again, it's not because of her losing the shade. It's basically how she came out of her mouth telling me I shouldn't have let her borrow the shade because I knew that she was irresponsible. So that was the last time me and Mustin talked. That was basically in DC. Our friendship ended. So that was my girl's trip gone wrong.
Yeah, Muffin out of pocket. Muffin is definitely out of fucking pocket. How you gonna borrow my shit and then be like, girl, you know I ain't shit?
First of all, I'm not letting somebody hold some shit I hadn't worn yet. It just depends. If it's a really good friend, like, yeah. But it sounds like she wore them the whole trip, as far as I'm concerned. Like, when did she ask you to wear the shades?
It sounds like she and asked then, for before the club.
Oh, okay.
That's what it seemed like.
See, this is the thing. See, this that would be similar to, like, if somebody were to ask me to wear my fucking watch. And you lose my shit. Imagine, I can't imagine somebody telling me, oh, you shouldn't let me hold it because you know I'm irresponsible. You know I'd be losing shit. Excuse me?
Right, but
that's terrible.
But did you know this bitch was irresponsible? Because if you didn't know, then you got to kind of like own a little bit. Like,
no, man.
A little bit. Like, you know that shit don't take.
How much?
Like, if you know she don't take care of her own shit, I'd be like, girl, you don't keep up with your own shit. You can't wear my shit.
No, I don't got a friend that's going to lose some shit, but I definitely got a friend that's going to borrow some shit and not give it back. Like, if I borrow a pair of earrings from somebody or like an accessory or something, as soon as we get back, I'm putting it with your things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have people, a couple friends that somehow my shit going to end up.
I might be one of those friends. I might be one of those friends now that I think about it, because I definitely got some people shit that I ain't never gave back.
No, I don't do that. I give people shit back immediately. What? I don't really even borrow people shit like that. But if I have, I'm giving it back immediately. It's all I'm thinking about.
But it's people that I see and talk to all the time. And it's kind of like, and they got, I'm sure they got some of my shit that they never gave back. I know I got my best friend Takiya's scarf that I borrowed in the 12th grade. I still wear that scarf.
I have went to people's houses and like
recollect your shit. Fucking,
do you ever not recollect it, but like see them wearing it, like, that's mine. Like, y'all bitches are unhinged, man.
I be like, get it back in blood, bitch. It's my shit now.
That is stealing. I feel like Black people do that shit. Black people hope you forget about your shit. Yeah. So they can take your shit home. And I have a friend who does that shit religiously.
You gotta hide your good shit.
I gotta be on that bitch if I let her borrow something. Like, hey, take it off now. Now, and put it down.
And leave it, yeah.
Yes.
Like, I'm not that bad. If you ask me about it, I'll give it back.
Damn shame. Okay, don't be letting bitches borrow shit. Check.
But especially expensive shit. Expensive right. shit that you feel like, I will let somebody wear something that I ain't worn before, but not happily. I'll be like, ugh, okay, bitch. But
me personally, I wouldn't even ask them, especially if like it's something like super fly. Like, I want you to have that moment with your thing. Like, why am I asking to borrow like some super fly shit you haven't worn yet?
Yeah.
I feel like that's some little one-upper type thing. Like, that's already some weird shit to me already. Why you want to wear my fly shit I ain't worn yet?
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask. Yeah. I wouldn't ask my friend.
I wouldn't ask either, but I wouldn't mind. I'll let you. It depends on who it is, too. And if you're going to stretch my life, if your titty's bigger than mine, no. Let me wear it first.
All right, let's see what else we got, y'all.
No, let me just say that I let one of my friends with real big titties wear my dress before I wore it. And then when I put it on, like, that titty had air in it. I'm like, you can have this shit, bitch.
No, man. Take care of people's stuff if you borrow it. Guard it with your fucking life. There's no reason why you should have left out the club. Like, when I have something, I feel like I owe somebody something, when I tell you that's the only thing I can think about,
yeah,
like, I would be guarding whatever that thing is until I get it back to them.
It's wild to be like, this your fault for letting me borrow it. That's insane.
Yeah. No accountability. That's not a friend. And that friendship should have ended right there. Where she said it was at? Florida?
D.C.?
That sounds like some Florida. Oh, D.C. Yeah. That friendship definitely would not have left D.C. I'm with you, girl.
Next caller.
Hi, this is the girl Vanity Adore. I'm calling to tell y'all about my story, crazy girl trip story. So we had went to Myrtle Beach. Prior to me going to Myrtle Beach, I had drove to Myrtle Beach myself, but we were going to Myrtle Beach for Memorial Weekend. My friend Dad was going down, so they told us that we should follow them. We followed them down, And I end up asking him, like, why is it taking us so long? They were on bikes. And I was like, it didn't take me this long previously when I just drove down there to get there. So why is it taking us so long? Because it was like 6 hours. And Myrtle Beach, from where I'm from, is only 4 hours. So he just explained that it's, you know, it's slower when you're on bikes. You got to stop more frequently and all that. So I understood. I was like, okay. Well, we had got to down to Myrtle Beach. And when we got there, you know, everything was good. I roomed with my friend and she roomed with the other girl. The girl ended up being mad at me because she felt like I disrespected her dad. And I'm like, I didn't disrespect her dad. I just asked him what was taking so long. And he told me. So I confronted her and was like, hey, are you upset? Like, if you feel like I'm trying to disrespect your dad, that's never what I'm trying to do. I just asked the question and I wanted to know. I was curious. So she was like, yeah, she started amping up. Now, mind you, she is twice my size. She's a bigger girl. So, you know, she, you know, amping up at me and I'm like, yo, I'm really from the street. Calm down. Like, please calm down. So she would not calm down. She jumped in my face and I beat her ass. And as I'm beating her ass, the other two girls that was on the trip was with us was standing in the doorway. They end up getting locked outside. So I gently got the fuck up from beating her ass, walked to the door, opened it, and then went back to beating her ass. And then after that, her dad came and she had a knot on her forehead. And he was like, why would you fight her? I didn't feel like she disrespected me. He was like, now you're walking around with this knot on your head. And I had no scratches and no bruises or anything. And then she ended up getting her car towed. And, you know, that was the climax from trying to fight me for no damn reason. So don't go down to the beach or anywhere with no bitches because they're not trustworthy and you're going to have to beat some ass.
Okay, Jenny from the block. She said she from the streets. Okay, she don't like that. Okay.
It's nothing worse than like somebody just trying to punk you on some bullshit. Like, are you disrespecting my dad? Your dad is fine. Your dad wanna fuck me. Relax. Like, I don't know if that's true, but probably.
Yo.
Probably. Probably.
That's like some, what's that story that the girl in Charlotte, Quintella? Is it Quintella? Was her name Quintella?
They got killed?
Oh, in Mexico. Yeah, yeah, like I felt.
Not her friends.
Yeah, because I feel like this person wanted to embarrass her mm-hmm. in front of these other people.
Right.
But she ended up getting mm-hmm. that ass whooped.
Now you're walking around the yeah. beach for Memorial Weekend with a knot on your fucking head looking stupid.
And no car, bitch, because that is how karma works. Mm-hmm. Why are you creating a beef with somebody that wasn't there?
And wasn't
and
trying
now
to,
you got beat up.
And it came to you like a woman was like, that wasn't what I was trying to do. Like, I didn't mean mm-hmm. no disrespect. And you still trying to amp up? Well, that's what you get.
Yeah. See, when them people, like, when you have separate rooms, like, this group is in this room, that group is in that room, like, conversations be happening. Mm-hmm. So something happened. You see, like, yeah, mm-hmm. remember the story, the girl, Shanquilla?
Robinson?
Mm-hmm. Who got murdered by her so-called friends, yeah, from Charlotte. This is what mm-hmm. happens when, and you can tell by the videos that they put out, like, she was it on the trip. You know what I'm saying? She was the cute girl on the trip. Those girls picked a fight with her to do something to her. And that story sounds similar. Yeah. So this girl, you better be glad you made it out of there.
Right.
Everybody can't fight. Don't go on a girl's trip if you can't fight.
Don't go on a girl's trip with people that you don't trust and love, man.
You just never know, though. You just never know what type of bullshit people on. You just never know. So, I mean, I would say maybe go on trips with people you've been on trips before. You've already been out of town with them. You already know what it's hitting for. Try to go with family. I got cousins that are like family mm-hmm. members. I mean,
they are.
I got cousins that are friends. I mean, I got cousins that are more like my friends. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I say, what, bitch?
Right.
I got cousins that are like family.
Well, that's and usually. You got cousins that aren't family.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay, so you know what I mean.
Well, we're glad you're okay, Van. But we know you are. I know you personally, and I know you'll fight real quick.
Let's see what else we got.
Hi, ladies. I'm calling in to give you my girls' talk. I'm sorry, my girls' trip from hell. So it was about 3 years ago. We went on a 40th birthday girls trip to Mexico, and our rooms were supposed to be two to a room, but they ended up giving us a queen bed instead of two double beds. So the girl I was rooming with had to sleep. We had to sleep in the same bed. So, you know, I'm cool with that. Not a big deal. We still had a great time. So throughout the trip, she's not being careful about the Mexican water. Like, we know you have to be careful when consuming Mexican water. So she's in the pool, like, blowing bubbles, like, dunking her head under, which is disgusting, for one, because we've all been in the pool for hours and no one has left. So, you know, they've been peeing in that pool. So that was a mess. And then she's drinking the water out the glasses, and we're all like, you need to be careful. You know, Mexican water is not purified. Be careful. So the last night, she jumps up out of bed and she's scrambling, and I'm like, what's going on? She's like, nothing, nothing. And she runs to the bathroom, and then I just kind of go back to sleep, like, okay. And then I roll over and I feel something wet, and she shit the bed, and it got on me. She shit on me. It was horrible. And that's my girl's trip horror story. So don't drink the water in Mexico. All right.
Look, I don't know what's funnier. I don't know what's funnier, the like, her getting shitted on, or the fact that she's calling it Mexican water. That's so fucking funny to me. Don't drink the Mexican water.
Well, it is water in Mexico, which would make it Mexican water.
Right.
Baby, if I would have rolled over into doo-doo, baby, I don't know. We might have had to square up, because that's just, I'm so mad now. Why would you?
I wouldn't be mad.
Rolling in somebody's shit is really, I don't know, infuriating for me.
I'm such a mama. Like, if somebody got physically sick like that, like, I'm trying to help them clean up. Like, I understand automatically. Like, I'm not, like, real mad at them because they fell sick.
It's doo-doo.
No, I'm not going to be mad. I'm like, girl, are you okay? Like, I'm going to be trying to call and get the fucking sheets changed and stuff like that. I would not, like, beast out on her when she's already fucked up.
No, I'd be in that bathroom like, bitch, did I tell you stop drinking that fucking water?
No compassion.
Now I got doo-doo in my hair.
And a queen size bed at that. It wasn't even enough space between them bitches.
Right. Doodoo in your hair is wild.
No. Did she say she had doodoo in her hair?
She just said she shit on me. So I just imagine, like,
doodoo dripping off bangs.
I'm lying. I don't think stupid. I would square up, especially if someone was cool. But I definitely would be upset. And I might yell at you. I might yell at you. I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't hit you, but I might yell at you. Doodoo on me is insane. Doodoo on me? Nah, bruh.
But why didn't you tell her? You just hopped out the bed and ran. Maybe she didn't know it came out. Maybe she was like half asleep.
Maybe she didn't know, like, it got in the bed. Maybe she thought it was just all over her and not
and
in the
sharded.
Bed.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That makes me think of Sex in the City when Charlotte shit herself at the table. Oh, and yeah. Had to run.
Y'all, I'm so fucking stupid. My homegirl Shelly. Hey Shelly, I love you so much. So Shelly invited us on a birthday trip to, did we go to Puerto Rico one year? And I swear to God, I hadn't used a bathroom the whole time we was in Puerto Rico.
Two?
Girl, number two. When I finally used the bathroom right before the club, this thing was so big. It wrapped around like
ew.
I had never, it was alien doo-doo, I promise. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to tell us. I couldn't believe the piece of shit. It wasn't a piece of shit. It was like the whole shit.
It was like
I couldn't believe it was this
solid
big.
Log.
Yes.
That's amazing.
This was,
you should have called Guinness.
What year was this? But y'all, every year for Shelly's birthday, which has been very, like, several years, I send her that picture. Cause no, hold on,
your
doo-doo?
You send her a picture of your shit for her birthday. It's
hold
crazy.
On. When I
it's not your friend.
While I was using it, like, when I finished, I was so surprised that it was that big. I ran. I'm like, Shelly, come here. You want to see something? You want to see how, like, I just lit out the biggest. She was like, yeah. She came to see it. But I took a picture of it. So every year on her birthday, I send her that fucking picture and say, never forget.
You're insane. You're insane. Sending somebody a beauty pic. I wouldn't even.
I'm gonna send it to your ass.
I low key want to see it though.
I know. I'm telling you, I had never seen, not out of me,
right,
that big.
No, I just
maybe double wrapped.
Did you see my close friends that I the story I told about the poop I saw at my, like, this man came out the bathroom in the salon where I work at. And it was the biggest dude I ever seen in my life. I didn't even know dude could be that size. Like, I'm talking
that's
about
actually,
this here thick around. Like, oh my God, I wanted to call Guinness.
That's actually a sign of being healthy. Because a lot of times your boo-boo, sorry y'all to make this like crazy, but if it's like broken up, that means you're not clearing. Yeah. You're not, so when you get like a big hole, long one, like that's the size of your intestine. You know what I'm saying? Like you get
his
a big one. Like
it's huge. That almost made me want to be gay. I ain't gonna lie. Like I don't want nobody who doo-doo could look like that. Yo, next story. We got really crazy with the shit.
With the shit. Hold on.
All right. So this is a very short, quick horror story. Me and three of my friends, we went on a cabin trip in Tennessee for the weekend. Well, it was like 4 days. For the weekend. And one of the days, we were like turning up, vibing, drinking. Most of us was drunk. And one of my friends stepped on our balcony, and there was like woods, like kind of towards the back area of the balcony. And she kept saying she thought she seen like this big ass like bunny. Like she was like, I just seen this bunny. It was so big. And we was like, girl, what are you talking about? Because she was drunk. We all was drunk. She was like, no, it looked like a person, but it was like a bunny. So we like, okay, we're gonna keep on the lookout for this bunny, but we trying to pay her no mind. So the next day or the next night, you know, same thing. We're like vibing or whatever. And towards the nighttime, it had to be like 12 o'clock in the morning. I'm not exactly sure on the time. We see this damn bunny again. It's like a man. I'm assuming it's a man in a bunny costume, like standing in the woods. We were so freaked out. It was so scary. You know, we black. So we like, oh, hell no. We need to figure out what we need to do, because if this bunny try to come and get us, like we're literally looking at the bunny looking at us. It looks so creepy, so scary. Never experienced nothing like this before. A day in my life. So me and my other friend thought, like, let's get our speaker and like play like gun sounds, like off of YouTube. Like, let's Google some gun sounds. So this person can think that we have a gun. Like, because why in the hell would you wear a bunny suit and be in the woods? Like, I don't know if it was a prank or a joke. So we played the little gun sounds, and he just hopped his way on off. And this was towards the end of our trip, so obviously we didn't see the bunny again. But I'm like, we will not go back to that cabin because they like to play. But we had them gun sounds, so we were fine. But yep, that was our little horror story.
Not an actual horror story.
Right. That's really a horror story. Like, yes. Imagine, like, because, you know, we be on trips doing drugs and stuff like that. I'd be like, yo, these shrooms is wild and like a motherfucker this time. But seeing somebody really in a bunny suit in the woods, that's scary. In the middle of the night.
He's that bunny is lucky, because if I don't got to get on a plane, just know that I have a pistol with me. Just know if I'm driving anywhere, I got guns. Now, flying, I might try to tuck my little crazy ass knife I have, but if I'm like driving someplace, like he would have fuck around got shot in the woods, dog. If he made one wrong move,
if he hopped one way the wrong way, take one hop this way, motherfucker. You're hopping over, but you're limping back, bitch. That's so crazy.
Imagine you think your friend tripping. Y'all doing some shrooms or some shit. You think she tripping, but it's a real live
man out there in a bunny suit playing games.
But I remember that though from a couple years ago. I think it was Greenville, North Carolina, somewhere. People were reporting seeing in multiple places. So it had to have been multiple people doing the shit, dressed up in these fucking bunny suits like Pennywise. not bunny suits, like clown suits. Not, it wasn't a bunny suit. It was actually clown suits. Randomly.
In the woods.
Yes. Kids were seeing them.
Like the Purge. Like,
that is very dangerous to be doing around me.
That is scary. That would have ruined my trip. I would have been ready to go.
Right.
But that was innovative for them to like put their speaker out there and like, bah, bah, bah.
It ain't no speaker, not even a Bose speaker. That's going to sound loud enough like a pistol.
Right, but I mean,
Wasn't sure. He got the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, he hopped out of there. So that was quick thinking on your behalf. Lady.
Not hopped out of there. All right, y'all, we're going to take one more call and get the fuck up out of here. Hold on a second.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Yes, let me call and give my quick little 1-2. Okay, y'all, I was back in college. I should have known from when we were getting ready to even head to the airport that morning. It was 4 of us, turned up being 5 of us. Missed our flight. One of the girls broke their luggage. I was like, Lord, this is about to. Y'all, we get down there. Guess who ain't got no money? The 5th girl that was added on. Quote unquote, she says we were going to Miami. She quote unquote says that she lost her card at one of the little daiquiri places. Y'all, so one of the other girls like spotted her the entire weekend, but I felt like she did that because she knew that girl got her income tax back. So she's just running her pocket. But long story short, I ain't did no girls trip in a minute. Like, you got to be family, my sister or something. I can't do no more girls trips. And it's so funny. I don't know what it is about Miami that had a girl falling out. But anywho, I just wanted to keep it short, quick. Tell y'all I love y'all. And hey, can we hear this episode? All right, bye, y'all.
Oh, we love you too, girl. We do. That's crazy. Ain't nothing worse than a bitch coming somewhere without no money.
Why are you doing that? I can't even like leave the house to go, like, I can't function when I don't have any money. I couldn't imagine being some girl. Why?
Getting on a plane with no money.
Right. A nigga called me looking like, he FaceTimed me from paradise. Asking to borrow money, something about his card. So I'm like, are you like one of them girls who be going out of town with them? I guess men do the same type of shit, because I think he was like on some type of somebody's bachelor party or something like that. But you went to paradise because I see the palm trees in the back. Right. He could have been with a bitch. I don't know. But you calling me on FaceTime, I couldn't believe it.
And then if I see you the money, if your card don't work, how you going to use it?
Exactly. You don't have no money, right, sir. Right. That's what happened.
Right. And you out there trying to save face and calling every bitch you think you can finesse. Boy, get
y'all, stay y'all ass at home if you don't have no money. And that goes for men and women. Stay everybody, your ass at the goddamn please. House. What and is happening?
The girl had got her little income tax check and you just running up her shit. God damn.
Not you finessing people on a trip, man.
That's fucked up.
I don't got no money. But she probably didn't have any money.
And still
or you think she just was trying to cuff her money?
She probably ain't have none. And just wanted to go anyway.
That's embarrassing. Like, I'd be having secondhand embarrassment. And I would be the fucking fool covering this bitch.
You sure would, because it wouldn't be me.
Y'all, I wanted to throw in there right quick. Like, you know, we love a nice article around this bitch. But how do you plan a girls trip without ruining your friendships? I want to run through that right quick. Right. And look, money is number one. What is the budget? Okay, where are we going and what's the budget for the trip? I feel like people end up with these horror stories because they just go on these impromptu trips. It's not organized.
No planning, right.
Yes.
And your budget might not be the next person's budget. And that's okay, exactly. But y'all just have to communicate that.
Yes. So I say, plan, like, start with, if you just really just want three people on this trip, start with five.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Start with cinnamon, because it's going to end up three.
Right. So you can get the serious people on the trip, like who's actually going to pay, who's actually going to, you know, have money on the trip. I really don't know. None of my friends is going anywhere without money.
Child, I'm going to Napa tomorrow to meet my sister, right? And I was like, okay, where's the hotel? We're going on a wine train, right? So I said, send me the hotel you staying at so I can book my room at the same hotel. So she sends me the hotel. That shit, $1,000 a night. I was like, girl, who the fuck you playing with?
Are they going on a honeymoon?
That's exactly what I said. Bitch, is this a honeymoon? So when y'all see my pictures from my fabulous room, just know I'm in my sister room taking pictures. I'm down the street at the Comfort, but these pictures is from her suite.
Did you ain't say that? No, Comfort Suites do got some good ass pillows. I used to work out of town. We would stay at Comfort Suites.
$1,000. I had to look twice. Like, is that a typo?
You better not be saying no goddamn.
No, I'm joking. I'm gonna stay there. I'm gonna stay there with them in their room.
Rule number one, don't be trying to bunk in somebody else got their room you wasn't invited to.
Exactly. Right, they're gonna be like, we fucking in here for $1,000. You can't stay in for here. The fuck wrong with you?
All right, y'all. So set proper goals for your trip. That's the first thing. Decide the budget of this trip. So everybody knows how much money is needed for the hotels. Like, you gotta like kind of get it organized. Get you a group chat together, start sending the places. Let everybody agree on what their pockets can do, okay? And you want to create, like, a few different options so people can, you know, have some shit to choose from. Be flexible. Shit changes, right? Plans change. People, money change. Be flexible. Communicate. If y'all have, like, all these excursions and all this shit, just everybody don't got to do all the things. right? Because I don't want to go on a trip. Sometimes I want to relax on a trip. Like, I don't want to wake up 6 o'clock every morning doing shit. Like, what are we going to sleep?
Right.
Where are we going to lay down? Like, that's my favorite part of any trip is fucking laying down.
I hate when bitches be trying to peer pressure you to drink first thing when you wake up in the morning. Get out my face. I ain't even brushed my teeth yet. And here you come with a tequila shot. I'm going to take it, but stop.
I'm not taking it. I know how to say no, and it's a complete fucking statement because I don't want to feel sick early in the daytime. My body can't handle liquor like that no more. Keep an open mind, okay? So if a bitch want to get on some dick, just let her. Like, don't be hating, okay? We know y'all married.
Right, and don't be judging bitches because of their outfits and what they doing. Just that, let them live. Right. That's their life. As long as they safe, let them live. I hate that.
And the last thing is have fucking fun. Don't be whack on a trip.
Right.
Okay. Don't be sitting on your phone, on the cell phone with other people that ain't there the whole damn time.
Waiting on other people to make it fun for you. I hate what, like, this place ain't fun. I always be like, bitch, I am the fun. This place fun because I'm here. That's how I think
that's why people invite me on trips because they know it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a good time.
Every time.
We're going to make it fun. I don't give a damn how whack it is. We got to make it fun.
Yeah.
I just spent $1,000 for this room. I'm about to have a good motherfucking time. You got me fucked up.
See, now, she was supposed to tell you that room was $1,000.
As I called her, I was like, did you really pay this price? She's like, I didn't have to pay for it. Oh, must be motherfucking nice.
How long? How many days y'all staying?
Two.
Oh.
Oh. Girl, the fuck?
Like, I'm going to New Zealand in a couple weeks, and all I got to pay for is a plane ticket. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah,
I have accommodations. Yeah, I'm sleeping in the bed with my homegirl in her apartment.
Right. I'm going to get that $1,000 room for one night, and then the second night, y'all better fuck on the first night, because I'm coming over there with y'all for the second night.
Not they can't have sex both nights on their damn trip.
No.
Shame. Y'all have fun. That's my last. Have fun. Go places with people you know, love, and trust.
And
leave them goddamn bugaboos at the house. Yeah.
And bring money.
Bring more money and more money. And at least have a nigga on deck that's going to send you some money.
And I can appreciate, right. I can appreciate a matching day. I can appreciate that on a girl's trip. No?
Tell me in advance. Don't let me get there and it's three of y'all with some shit and ain't nobody.
No, you gotta plan it. You gotta put that in the itinerary. We wearing nude. We going nude or we wearing nude? Which one is it?
Yeah.
Something like
that. I like that.
That
I like to kind of plan clothes too.
Yeah,
like tell me
cute.
What you gonna wear. Yeah, I like that too. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Nobody feels left out.
Right.
Everybody's participating. And I feel like at this age, is that happening with the older girls,
yeah.
The older women?
Yes, we
it's still happening.
We're coordinating.
No. I'm talking about the bad girls trips. Is that still happening with our age group?
You know, I haven't been on a bad girls trip in a long. That was like that Beyonce, Destiny's Child. That was a long time ago. So I haven't had a bad girls trip. But then I haven't been on a lot of girls trips either. I've been going on trips with men. But the last year we went for my friend Kima's birthday, we had so much fun. We went to Houston. It was a large group of girls. I'm talking about 15 of us, and we had a blast. But these are all 30s, late 30s. So ain't nobody coming.
Yeah, it gets a little bit.
Yeah,
it gets a little different the older you get. Cause I haven't had at this big age, all my trips be good. We be chilling, relaxing on drugs.
Right. Good times.
Yes. Tune in every Thursday on a Black Effect Podcast, iHeart Radio app.
Tune in every Thursday on the Black Effect Network, iHeart Radio, or wherever the fuck you get your podcast.
Yeah, what Tam said. That shit is a damn tongue twister. Anyway, y'all, speak now.
And never hold your vacation money.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.